USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The latest on those 17 American missionaries being held hostage by a gang in Haiti. Members of the Ohio-based group kidnapped last weekend, and now their organization, Christian Aid Ministries, is urging people to pray for the 17. Haiti's justice minister telling the Washington Post the gang is still demanding $1 million ransom for each of the 17, and the gang leader is reportedly threatening to kill the hostages if the demands aren't met by tomorrow. Millions of Americans nationwide are going to be experiencing some severe weather this week, but nowhere is it going to be more intense than Northern California. There could be some gusty winds and several inches of rain, which could trigger flash flooding and street flooding, especially in the Sacramento area, into the middle of the week. Meanwhile, Nevadans will also be affected, and there's bad weather hitting the Indiana area. And this,
it's a MyPillow for the rest of your body, the MyPillow mattress topper. You will sleep well. Check it out, MyPillow.com, promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Don't forget, using my promo code USA will save you a bunch of money on anything on the MyPillow website. Christmas is coming. Get ready. MyPillow.com, promo code USA, 1-800-951-8175.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Residents in the East L.A. County city of Maywood getting a rude awakening today. That's where they felt the brunt of a magnitude 3.6 earthquake. The USGS earlier reporting it as a 3.9. But it struck at 7:01 a.m. It had a depth of just over 17 miles, and there have been no reports of any significant damage or any injuries. What people expected to be a fun fall family drag race event at an airport in Kerrville, Texas, turns tragic as two children are killed and eight people are injured. A drag racer veering off the track at that race known as Airport Race Wars 2, slamming into a group of spectators, killing a six-year-old boy who died at the scene and an eight-year-old boy who died a short time later at a hospital. There's fire aboard a cargo ship carrying mining chemicals off the coast of British Columbia. The Canadian Coast Guard says it's actually the cargo containers that are burning, not the ship itself. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
They held one last night. Now filmmakers will hold a candlelight vigil tonight in Burbank, California, to remember the cinematographer who died a few days ago on a New Mexico movie set. Helena Hutchins was killed, director Joel Souza wounded, when actor Alec Baldwin fired a prop gun on the set on Thursday. That vigil tonight will be hosted by the local Cinematographers Guild in Burbank. The White House further postponing release of more documents related to one of America's greatest tragedies.
President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago. Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the
Even the man at the time known as the most unshakable news anchor, Walter Cronkite, moved at the news of JFK's assassination in 1963. President Biden issuing a memo now that states the pandemic has slowed down the redaction process, and so more than 90% of the records in the National Archives assassination collection have been released, but this last 10% will probably now not be disclosed until the end of next year. And by then, they'll all be digitized and available for viewing online. And the stage is set for this year's World Series, which sees Game 1's first pitch on Tuesday night in Houston, as the Astros will be hosting Atlanta's Braves, who beat the Dodgers 4-2 last night. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.